AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a 10-day ceasefire. The president also invited the leaders of Israel and Lebanon to the White House for the country's first high-level talks since 1983. The AP's Sagar Magani reports on the push for an Iran war ceasefire.
Pakistan's powerful army chief has met with Tehran's top negotiator. Mediators are seeking another round of talks between the U.S. and Iran before the ceasefire expires next week. For now, the fragile truce is holding. Israel's top diplomat says Iran is facing a historic crossroad. At the Pentagon, Defense Chief Pete Hegseth says the bottom line is Tehran will not get a nuclear weapon. That can happen the nice way through a peace deal.
Or we can do it the hard way.
Saying the U.S. military remains locked and loaded as it continues a blockade of Iranian ports. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pope Leo is not backing away from criticism by President Trump over his stand on the Iran war. The Pope is in Cameroon.
Jesus told us, blessed are the peacemakers, but woe to those who manipulate religion in the very name of God for their own military, economic, or political gain, dragging that which is sacred into darkness and filth.
The speech was delivered in the center of a separatist conflict in Central Africa, considered one of the world's most neglected crises. Police in Virginia say former Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax killed his wife and himself in their home. A federal judge who stopped construction of the president's $400 million White House ballroom clarified the administration can proceed with below-ground construction of a bunker and other national security facilities at the site. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Donna Warder reports on why beef prices could remain high.
Many U.S. consumers say beef prices are just too high right now. But North Dakota rancher Stephanie Hatzenbuehler says what Americans are paying for beef is fair.
Beef prices are not high. They're catching up to where they should be compared to everything else.
Beef prices are partly blamed on the size of the national herd, the smallest in more than 75 years. Hatzenbuehler says some ranchers are struggling to stay afloat with the cattle they have. Palmdale, California rancher Mike Williams.
A lot of times markets can be a little bit tight, and so making ends meet can be a little bit of a challenge. But right now, it's pretty good.
The average price of uncooked ground beef in the U.S. was $6.86 per pound in March, up nearly 48% from what it cost in March 2021. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.